Hey, if you wake up and you've had a nightmare or something, you're telling somebody about it, you say, this is what I...
This is what I dreamed, is all I can say.
If you step down on the floor, step down real hard, like maybe you're going to kill an insect or something, what do you call that?
Stomp.
Stomp?
Mm-hmm.
And if you set the alarm for 7 o'clock this morning and you say at 7 o'clock I...
Normally, obviously, I want to get up at 7 o'clock.
If you're, going down the street in your car and you see somebody you know walking along, going in the same direction, you might pull over to the side and say, may I do what?
Well, you could say, may I give you a lift, or I'm going your way. If I'm going your way, come on, I'll carry you.
If you had a small boat out and you're coming back in now and you're getting it out of the water, you tie a rope to the bow and do what?
If I'm getting it, taking it out of the water, lifting it up, I reckon.
What if instead of so picking it up to put it on a trailer or anything, you're just going to get it up out of the water and leave it sitting on the edge of the water then?
I don't know, I've done that a dozen times, but I never get no particular thought of what you would call it.
You say, well, I tied a rope to it and I...
Tied?
I tied a rope to it and I...
You know, I thought I'd... One reason, this neighborhood, but I was going to do another for it.
Okay. If you had a heavy suitcase and you had to carry it a long distance and you're telling somebody you didn't want to just say I carried it, you say I had what?
Say that one again?
If you carried a heavy suitcase a distance and you're telling somebody about it and instead of just saying I carried it, you might say I... Something else might be.
Well, normally, I told her the darn thing down there.
If the car won't start in the morning, you might have to get somebody to do what?
Push her off.
And you might tell a child that stove is very hot, so.
Keep away from it or you'll get burned.
If you're working on your porch and say, I don't know, you had one hand on the plank somehow and the other hand doing something else, so you had to stay there and you needed something else at the same time. Say you needed a ruler or something. I might tell your wife what?
I'll ask her, will she please get me the rule, or please hand me the rule, or something like that.
Okay, what would you say if it, say, was out in your shed?
I'll ask her, will she go get it for me?